Hey guys, how you doing? Okay, a few things before the show that I have to say. Things get heated in this episode. This is a continuation to the last episode where we talked about Fortnite. But there's some extra stuff in there, and parental discretion is definitely advised. So if you are not of age or mature to hear this, you probably shouldn't. That being said, I think it's probably one of the better and best episodes we made, and got some information there that you really should hear if you are of age and a tax-paying American. So, without further ado, I give you Fortnite Conversation Part 2 and Statutory Rape. Is it bad? Hope you guys enjoy.
And welcome back to the Brooklyn Pod. Yeah. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, AK Voice. AK Savage Voice. With me today is
Mr. Rollo.
Welcome to part two, AKA I Just Woke Back Up Edition.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, the dog finally earned his weight around this house.
Okay.
Because I had trouble getting comfortable.
Okay.
And everything. And the little fucker actually helped by just that little, his little big ass head just on my leg while I was sleeping. Actually made it a little bit more comfortable.
So it helped you?
Yeah, just a bit, you know.
You didn't put peanut butter on your balls or anything, did you?
No. I didn't do anything. I was sleeping. He came from under the bed. His new spot to sleep is underneath the bed, which is fine for me because sometimes I want the motherfucker to move, stop licking, stop trying to lick my face while I'm trying to sleep, stop licking my pillow. But while I was sleeping, he came from underneath the couch and just plopped himself onto like, and then just plopped himself down.
Mainly just because, on the right spot.
Yeah, mainly because I couldn't let him out because they were fucking mowing the lawn and shit. So I was like, yeah, I know I normally would let you out. I hope you don't shit on anything, but at the same time, I can't let you out there right now.
All right. How's he doing as far as the shitting goes?
Oh, he's good. He's only had, I think, there's only the one time I told you about, and it was one other time, but that was kind of my fault because I didn't let him out in the morning. And it was more runnier, so I think he just couldn't hold it. But he did it in the exact same spot. So that I'm fine with.
Yeah, so he's just showing you that you didn't take me out.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that one is your fault.
Yeah, which, I mean, he still got in trouble for it, but that's neither here nor there.
And the piss as well? He's not pissing
now? No, he hasn't pissed, not that I know of. But he's not in there. He's not allowed in the other room, so he hasn't no piss or anything. Literally just that. And I usually take him out. The dumb fuck keeps getting. You saw how I wrap him around the pole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dumb fuck keeps getting stuck wrapped around the damn bench.
Well, yeah, because you need to give me that bench.
No.
Get that out of there.
No, you can have it when my check comes and I eventually move.
So they're handing out the stimuluses.
Yes.
Finally, people are finally starting to receive them. Yeah. Where's yours?
Name starts with S. We'll see.
All right. So I'm assuming that your day is tomorrow, I would assume. Yeah. Because mine and yours always kind of follows.
Possibly. Then again, as much as they're fucking up with anything, who knows when I'll get that fucking check.
Hopefully you do.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a case of, you know, you not getting it.
You'd be like, oh, because the Puerto Ricans got one and Dominican got one. You think you're getting one? Oh, Negro.
No.
Come on now.
People are generally acting like they hit the lotto, though. I don't see why.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't get it.
I mean, I would understand it only in my situation if I got my stimulus and my tax return. Then I could be like, all right, yeah. But yeah, either one by itself is just kind of like, okay, a little bit longer. Put two together, you know, I could work with that.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. I'm not going to say I don't.
Yeah.
However, I do think
you're like, wait, let me watch my words because they may somehow hear this and be like, oh,
yeah, oh, it's not don't. Even that. It's just that when you get to a certain level in life, I know that if I had gotten it when I was an 18-year-old kid or a 20-year-old kid, it would have been a totally different story. That's probably why Walmart is getting ready with loading up a bunch of TVs. Like, they're stocking fucking TVs.
Probably.
No, not probably. They are. Walmart has stocked up on their TVs this past week because they already know. Unfortunately, people in the hood, they spend their money on shit they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm guilty of it too back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's hood rich.
Yeah, because when you don't have shit, you kind of want shit.
Yeah. So it's like you do it anyway. You know you shouldn't. You probably didn't pay the rent, so you'd be kicked out of the fucking apartment you're throwing your 75-inch TV in, but you don't care because it's for the moment.
Yeah. Though, in all honesty, you know, in this current climate, that may be the right way to go, depending on how well fed they are. Let's say they're well fed, but rent is not paid.
Boys, don't tell me we didn't skip on meals and shit to get other things.
Oh no, I did. I'm just saying.
We've done that.
I did. I'm just saying. Let's say
now at the age of 40, would you do something like that? I mean, you probably would be a little more calculated on what you do with the money, you know.
Well, what I'm saying is, let's say they do have the food wise, they're okay, and it's really just a matter of the rent in this current climate. I think they're kind of well within their right because we've already discussed this in my situation. They're fucked either way.
So they fucked with a brand new
TV or fucked without one.
Well, here's my point. You're gonna get a TV and then you're kicked out of the fucking apartment. So what was the point of the TV? Where are you gonna plug it in at?
Yeah, but you got to remember, that's going to be like 2-3 months from now.
Right.
And in the other scenario, the normal scenario, you got the new TV, and in 2 weeks, you're getting kicked out. Here, man, dang, we got at least 2-3 months.
Of watching this TV?
Yeah. First, they have to end the quarantine. Then they have to evict us. Then they have to then they have 30 days before we get out, if they make it to court in time.
If they can even go to court, yeah.
Yeah. So we got like 2-3 months guaranteed.
Yeah, that hood rich stuff is funny.
Oh, man.
And don't get me wrong, man. I remember being that way. But I don't know. Now that I'm 40 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a couple kids with their hands out.
Though.
I kind of think a little differently.
Though. What happened last time when you purposely brought one big screen TV? What happened in that scenario?
Well, that worked in my favor.
But I mean, what happened when you bought the big screen TV exactly? I can't remember something about it. Something.
Yeah, you remember it. It was too damn small.
And then what happened the same day?
I went and got another one.
You mean you returned the other one?
No, I didn't return the other one. I used the other one for my bedroom. Thank you very much. And got a bigger one for the living room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My calculations were off on how many inches I should do.
So you didn't get just one big screen TV.
I got two.
You got two.
Hey, yeah, but I just bought this house too. Let's put this in perspective here.
So
didn't have TVs. See, I didn't go from like, let's say a 32 to a, you know, to a 75 inch or something like that. I didn't have a TV for the living room or the bedroom. So technically I didn't go that much on the hood rich thing. You know,
nigga,
I did purchase a home first.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Somewhere to plug the TV in. So I did things a little differently.
Well, here's the thing.
You're not hood rich, but nigga, in the hood, you rich.
Yeah, well, in the rich. In the hood.
Give me my dinosaur.
Bro, you're going to have to get your dinosaur then, bro. I can't help you with that. I think you need to handle that.
All right. Yeah, that cute little...
You know karate, dude. I mean, you were born with it. Just do something.
Maybe we shouldn't be encouraging that necessarily.
I'm sorry, but he is. He does.
Well, yeah,
You know, he was born with fucking Bruce Lee in him.
But maybe, you know what I mean, when he's not using the violence, more than likely,
well,
more times than not...
I put it like this, they're brother and sister, they're going to fight anyway. It's better for one to get the angle. At least one can win. You know, plus my daughter's older than he is, so technically she's supposed to be beating him up now. But unfortunately, the boy can fight.
Well, she plays psychological warfare.
Yeah, which she usually wins because she's, you know, usually the brain does better than the brute force.
With the most beautiful, cutest, evil as fuck smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you catch her telling him to do something and you look at her face, she's got this like evil ass smile where she's cute
as
fuck.
It's the same as your daughter. It was the same as Emmy when she was small.
Cute as fuck.
Same thing.
But you just look and you're like, you did something, didn't you?
Same thing. You couldn't. You would give up anything Emmy would ask you for only because of that smile, and then that gap in her teeth was freaking amazing. So you had to, dude. You had to. I think back in those days, she talked me out of a weed bag one time and giving it to you. I swear. So, you know.
Now, did you? By chance, watch that last video I sent you.
Yeah, I did. And stop sending me those.
Well, we got to get to. We didn't finish yesterday. The last
podcast.
We like literally.
I'm not feeling this argument. I'm just not with this argument. This argument is stupid.
Well, let's. Can you since you're I like you have the everyman's point of view. Can you recap?
Look, I'm neutral in the situation, neither am I such a big gamer, or I like games. Don't get me wrong. I just feel I don't have time for them. And like I was explaining to you the other day, what turned me off about the gaming world was the price of the systems. I would touch on that anymore, but that's just what it is. I didn't feel like paying fucking $400 or $500 for a gaming system, and that turned me off. So I stopped doing it. So now I'm looking at 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, literally crying.
Yeah.
Crying about games that they're getting beat at because now they're on the same skill level and matched up with people that are in the same skill level because they rather just beat on the noobs. It's not a reason to cry.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's not a reason to cry.
And then when you factor in also this particular, I don't know who he was. I don't know anything about him, but the fact that he was showcased in that video means he's either a pro streamer or a pro gamer or a pro streamer, meaning that.
Well, no, he's a pro gamer.
Yeah, so
he's because it was said more than once that he was a pro gamer, and he was simply bitching because things weren't as easy as they used to be.
And the point about that is, the point I'm trying to make about that is, as a pro gamer, that means he's made a decent amount of money playing the fucking game.
Yeah.
So.
No, and then his argument is that he can't do what he used to do and that he can't make the same money as he used to make, and the gameplay is not the same because they don't care about him.
Yeah, which I
they don't care.
I came to a realization. We'll get more into what that Denver. Go check him out on YouTube. That Denver guy. gives great news when it comes to Fortnite, things like that. But the realization that I came to is that Epic Games is like your parents, and the gamers are the kids. And everybody is upset because before all this, before, you know, they started doing things the way they're doing now, they gave patch notes on a regular basis, constantly gave information to the gamers. However, much like a parent, and both of us have heard this at least once, you many times, but both of us have heard this at least once, I don't got to tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave you the game. I gave the free game. I gave you the money that you win from the game. I'm not gonna say shit. Okay? You play the game, you not play the game. I don't have to tell you anything. You're lucky you got a game to play in the first place. Now get your ass in that damn room and build those damn walls.
Yeah, but no, these kids are so spoiled. And you know what I'm feeling though, Voice? I think the older cats, and I'm only saying in their young little 20s, I'm saying they're starting to realize the amount of babies they have in this.
Yes.
And they're starting to realize that, man, I just don't want to sound like that or be like that. So a lot of these guys are actually waking up already and they're saying, dude, it's just a game. It's not that serious. You know?
There was that. Well, the problem with the whole hashtag RMP Fortnite went out. I think what.
And they kept using that term you were saying before, the sweats, the game sweats, or whatever it's called. Yeah, the sweats. He kept referring to that, and I was saying, oh, shit, that really is a term there. And, you know, he was saying that if a game gives you the sweats that bad, then don't play it.
Yeah.
But, and then, I mean, the kid was literally crying, dude, about what was going on and the fact that he could not win. You can't win. And then the older cat was saying that that's the way it is right now, where Fortnite has completely changed into the fact of the guys that were winning just can't win. You can't win. So it's just now it's on the same playing field and these fucking kids are not happy with it. You know, I don't see where the fuck the problem is, bro. If you have time to play a game and do the game, and you live with your parents, and you're okay there. You have the that you need.
And you're in quarantine, so you got extra
time. And
you're
in quarantine. You have toilet paper to wipe your ass with.
Hell, technically, this is the best time for them to up their skills.
Yeah. I mean, now basically what it's saying is that you need to have some skills, dude. You're not as good as you thought you were.
Yeah.
You know, there's other guys that are better. Whoop your ass. Stop being on the newbies and thinking that you're great at it.
Yeah. And like, guess what? They're probably younger than you too. Now you know how I feel. Fuck you, young buck.
Yeah. Right.
But I like the point where he pointed out about the skill-based matchmaking, where he was like, I understand everybody's point, but he was like, but one, the reason everybody doesn't like skill-based matchmaking, he was like, the reason you don't like it is because before they made skill-based matchmaking, a noob would get in the game, they would face somebody like you, die off spawn like you, and then quit the game.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, you don't want that, and they don't want that, but you're still playing the game. He was like, and skill-based matchmaking is done in every single game.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that why are you complaining when all the other games, that's the way it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
Which when he said that, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, why are they fucking complaining that, oh, no, I have to, yeah. like I said, I give respect to the guys that have voice their concerns constructively and as adults, because they are adults. There's still some of it where, like, I respect how they did it, because they're and the two ones I watched, they are acknowledging that, yes, including this one, the three ones, they are acknowledging that, yes, Fortnite doesn't owe them anything. However, now here's where I'm going to give the gamers some credit. The problem that Epic has is Epic set a precedence that they're not keeping up to. You know, they wanted to be the cool parent. They want to be the cool parent and always give you shit and spoil you and give you shit. And then, you know, they just took it away. And, you know, when you spoil your kids and then stop spoiling your kids, you did kind of fuck up as a parent.
You did. You can't allow the dog on the bed sometimes. And then when you don't want him to, you can't then say, you know, get off my bed. If you allow him on the fucking bed,
sometimes he's
gonna get on the bed. When you don't want him on the bed, you can't blame him. You allowed him to, you know. You can't then take it away from him. He's not gonna understand that.
Yeah. So Epic, yes, Epic, you know, I'm not gonna leave them completely fault because they created the problem. But here's the thing, the problem that they created was they were too nice to their gamers. So
is this really a problem?
You know,
Is this really a problem, though?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, it creates a harder...
No.
It creates a more difficult work environment for some people where...
No.
They have to do more to do what they've chosen at their job.
I think the reason the older guys are starting to realize, and again, I'm talking in your 20s, because apparently me and you are the only grandfathers in this, or even discussing it. I mean, there's a couple out there and, you know, we're so far in between that every time I say the older guys, I'm speaking in behalf of the 25s and under.
The older guys,
but they have other responsibilities. They have other things. They have, you know, other responsibilities to take care of. So therefore, they're starting to see this as it's not such a big deal, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, here. I'll give you a perfect example, which is connected and not connected all at the same time. The pretty much the number one Fort player, Ninja. Now, so everybody has a little backstory to understand who and what Ninja is and why he is the number one Fortnite player as far as well known is. He played, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, he played a game of Fortnite with Drake. And he broke the internet, basically. His stream went from a few hundred thousand viewers to adding about 400 more thousand viewers. He had the highest view stream in history when he played Fortnite with Drake.
Right.
And that catapulted him so far ahead that he got... I think it was a $2 million exclusive contract to switch from Twitch to Mixer.
Okay.
Where the numbers that he would get per... Because you got to factor whatever he has per stream. Let's say if he has, for the sake of argument, 40,000 viewers a day, right?
Right.
Each time he has that, you saw when I was showing you the clips before, he's getting money every minute. Like, it's not just that people are watching him. It's just that... Out of those 400,000, for every 10, 1 to 2 people are donating money for whatever, for subscriptions and this and that. Mm-hmm. Now, he went to Mixer. Everybody didn't follow him. So he still got high-ass numbers, but compared to the numbers he had, not so big. However, he was playing a game with one of his streamer buddies, and his buddy was, who I believe is also who's currently on Twitch, was like, hey man, what's your views, man? You ain't got that many views. What's up? He's like, hey man, what's up? He was like, yeah, well, you know what it is, you know. He's like, yeah, you know, well, I got more views today. He's like, yeah, but my bank account's better.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you're right. I got more views than bigger dick though.
And yeah.
Ninja didn't really affect Ninja though. Right.
Yeah,
that was kind of like, yeah, but you know,
he was kind of like saying, you know, what are we really in this for?
It's, yeah, he was like, my bank account ain't hurting at all, no, whatsoever.
No,
because he's got that deal, so he's got a 2-year contract where I think they gave him at least 1 to 2 mil, if not
it just
more.
Comes out to, is he waiting on a stimulus? No,
yeah, no, he can't get one. He makes way too much,
and he's not waiting on one.
Yeah, plus, but you got to factor in, he get that $2 million in the bank. And then on top of it, on a regular basis, every day he streams, he gets at least $1,000. And I'm being so, like, conservative with that number. So he's like, I don't give a fuck. But even he, I mean, he doesn't play the game as much because he's playing the other games that are out right now.
I don't, but he's up there a little bit in age, though, isn't he?
Well, compared to most of the game, he's in his 20s. He's not.
Yeah, he's in it.
Not yet, because Tim the Tap Man is the oldest one I know of. Him and Lupo, I think, would be the two oldest particular. And Tim just turned 30. Lupo might be pushing 30, but I don't even know if he's reached 30 yet.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the two. One, I'm pretty sure Tim is probably the oldest one that I can think of. And that's only because he just had a birthday, so... You know, he was like, he's like, man, he's like, damn, Chad, I can't believe I'm 30. And then, of course, they proceeded to make fun of his age, as they do. And, you know.
Yeah, at 27 years old or something, it's like, ooh, you old man.
Yeah, I wish I had the money that he got for getting made fun of. Because they get it anyway. But I don't have the money that goes with it. I just have the age.
Yeah.
Which I will take, but the point is, he, you know, he ninjas, like, you know, a lot of the older gamers, like, I don't hate on them for the moves that they're making, because most of them are just making the moves, like Ninja, Cypher PK. Cypher kind of still does a lot of Fortnite, but there's one guy, what's his name, Nick Mertz. Nick Mertz has been playing more of Call of Duty Modern Warfare lately, where he used to just pretty much only play Fortnite. But instead of like they'll state their opinion, but for the most part, they just went to another game. They just went to another game, played the other game, and then if asked about it in chat, addressed it, but they weren't crying on chat that they can't win the game.
Yeah, but they're starting to get ridiculous.
Then I love this game.
Thank you, sir.
See you later.
My face.
All right. Now,
but
let's see what we got here.
But I saw that. As soon as I saw that clip, I was like, okay. Like, I started watching the clip. And when it got to that part of the clip, I was like, yep, I got to send it to him.
Got to send it. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, well, I can't make
They're
that
starting
promise.
To get ridiculous, and I am really tired of the people just crying.
Yeah, but at the same time, like you did mention, these are 15-year-old kids. Their frontal lobes are not fully developed, so you know. Here's the thing:
really starting to cry.
Here's the thing: I understand why the kid cried, because he's 15. A lot of emotions, a lot of hormones, a lot of fucking money. All that mixed in. Okay, I understand why he cried. However, no, you shouldn't be crying. Both can exist at the same time. Yes, because of your hormones and everything, you can't help it. That was a natural response that happened. But, no, you need to learn how to control those hormones, because, no, you have nothing to cry about. You have nothing worth crying about, is the point. It's understandable. You're allowed your feelings. But at the same time, no, it's not. Hope you got it out your system now. You need to, like, you know, act like a pro gamer. You know, that's like if fucking Patrick Ewing was like, you know, I used to be so damn good at this game. And then Michael Jordan came. And now I can't average as many points as I used to average in the game.
Yeah, that.
Every time we play
but
Michael.
That's the whole thing that's starting to piss me off, is the fact that, you know, you're starting to get a little challenge, and now you're crying. You're crying about it.
Stop. I don't want to love up on you. He's just like, I heard you said I was useful before. I'm awake now. Now you're not so useful.
I mean, this is what I think. This is how they should have just started that game. And you know what, too? Then why don't they go back to the way it was back in the day, where the only way you were able to play with friends is they had to be at your house.
We call those LAN
parties.
Instead
of having being on the internet or being able to go on the internet. Yeah, we actually had to invite them over. And that
way. Hey, you want to hear something? It's hailing outside.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's no, not
we're
normal.
And we're due for some snow. It says.
Oh wow, what month is this?
Doesn't matter. Just it should. Yesterday was 70. does it really matter?
I mean, it should.
Doesn't matter.
You know, rain maybe. You know. Wind, maybe, hail, snow, in April.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I know April, May flower. April showers bring May flowers. What does April hail bring?
Hail.
Oh, the April hail. Oh, that just brings.
Yeah, April hail. That's all it is.
Oh. So now from the fun news to the real fun news, Corona.
Corona.
The real fun stuff. Bet you like, can you guys go back to talking about the crying ass kid who makes a shitload of more money than me playing a video game? I want to hear about that motherfucker. Yeah, it's so Trump has... What was the last? Oh, I saw. Okay, well, there's two things. We'll get to the other thing. First, we'll get to this real quick. I saw a commercial last night where now they're trying to, you know, the Truth commercials with vaping and cigarettes.
Yeah. I thought that was over.
Okay. Hold on. Hold your anger. I got something new for you to be angry about. They're in the commercial. There's kids sitting in the chair. And basically what they're trying to say is, because these kids vaped, they not so much gave them anxiety, but made their anxiety worse.
Where is the basis on that? Where
there's absolutely none. Now they're just making stupid shit up to make themselves look better.
Say repeat yourself, because I just want to make sure said this correctly.
Yes. So okay. Well, so let's just bring a scenario. So the scenario that you would normally think of as an adult, well, look, because obviously you have kids in it, because that's where they want to go with it. But as an adult, if you're stressed out, you smoke a cigarette. The reason you smoke a cigarette if you're stressed out is because of the nicotine. The nicotine calms you down. It's a nootropic. It stimulates brain functions and things like that. That's why we do that. Okay. Nicotine and vapes is just the nicotine. So it may not be good for you, but it's far better than cigarettes. So the cigarette companies are trying to say in this commercial that these teens who noticeably, the point is they have anxiety and they vaped and their anxiety got worse. It didn't help. And they vaped and their anxiety got worse and it didn't help. And they vape. Okay, first off, one, that's not how it works. Two, I'm pretty sure it did help because that's what your fucking cigarettes do. But here's the thing. No, it's not their cigarettes because it's Truth, which is paid by the tobacco companies.
This is starting to get ridiculous. Just everything is fucking getting ridiculous already.
Oh, but I told you why they're doing this particular rounds of anti-vape, right?
What refresh my memory.
Well, but one, the tobacco companies made a deal with the states that they will get after a certain amount of years a certain kickback from the tobacco companies, you know, kind of like a tax on.
Okay.
That's kind of for the ability to sell their products for the most part, like a death tax.
Yeah, and they don't care.
But with all this going on, they're not able to make the money that makes that contract valid anymore. So they made the deal with the states to basically, when all this happened, where the people, where the kids had the issues with the vape, first off, one, what they were vaping were black market marijuana vapes, THC vapes, which had a certain liquid substance, a vitamin E substance in it that is not good for the lungs because it sticks to the lungs and pools in there and everything, which is not normally a part of average vaping products. So that's one. Two. They're going after Juul. Juul had nothing to do with it at all whatsoever. Juul is just a company. Now, here's the real oh fuck of it all. Juul is actually owned by the major tobacco companies. Whatever the biggest, you know, the major tobacco company, Juul is owned by them. They were bought by this company so that way they could be the face of fuck you vape. So they could easily talk shit about it and not have to worry about any type of legal repercussions as far as slander or libel or anything like that. So every time you see a vape commercial, the specific ones where they're like, throw out your Juul, throw out, they're just pretty much trying to tank the company so that they can make their company bigger. And the reason why is they're coming out with a smokeless tobacco cigarettes.
What? Yeah.
It's like a vape, but with tobacco. So not as good as or healthy for you, but still tobacco.
What? Yeah. Smokeless tobacco.
Yep. That's what this whole anti-vaping campaign is about. It's not just about them losing money in cigarettes. It's specifically so they can tank the vaping market to make way for their smokeless cigarettes. And those who don't believe me, go back maybe two, three weeks. Joe Rogan had a guest on. I can't think of his name, but he's pretty much the podfather. He's the person who started podcasts. He did the very first podcast. He's the person who came up with the term podcast. Because of him, we're doing this now. And everything I just stated, you know, I may have stated it a little bit more loosely, paraphrasing, but that's pretty much how it works. That's what's going on when it comes to vaping. Smokeless tobacco. Now, what I think has happened is specifically, calling a hunch, is that those people who vape don't listen to those dumbass truth commercials because we know, one, I don't use a fucking Juul. People who vape don't use fucking Juul. Vapers don't use Juul. Those are like, I don't even know anybody who, the only time people use is like Juul or the shit you buy from the store is when they can't get their normal shit from their vape shop.
Yeah.
And there's like, I'm not going to sit there and badmouth them because they're doing a well enough job themselves. But those shits are garbage compared to what we use. They don't taste good. There's nothing really pleasant about it. It tends to be too much nicotine in one of those things than what we generally use in our vapes. What we use the mods where you got your tank and everything, and you can pick what level of what level of nicotine to vape. You can actually choose to vape without nicotine. See, that's actually a funny thing that I haven't heard any of them actually bring up when they're trying to, like, you see the commercials where they're like, one Juul pod is like smoking 15 cigarettes. There's a few problems with that. One, no one smokes the whole fucking pod at the same time. So that's one. Two, most people don't smoke the fucking pot. Three, we can control how much nicotine we want to put in our system at a time. So you don't want to mention all those aspects. You just want to say that 15 pods, if one pod is worth like smoking 15 cigarettes. If you smoke the whole pod, that's like saying one bottle of whiskey is like drinking 50 shots of alcohol. No fuck. You put 50 shots of alcohol together, you get a bottle of whiskey. The amount of nicotine that you get in 15 cigarettes, you get in a Juul pod, which technically is a better deal because I don't have to pay as much money for a Juul pod as it would cost to buy those 15 fucking cigarettes.
Not only that, majority of people do smoke more than 15 cigarettes in a day.
But no. Smoke. That's no, smoke. They're Juul pods. So to make that equal, they have to smoke them all at the same time. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
So as soon as you go and get a Juul pod, you smoke the whole thing and then you need another one before you leave the store.
Apparently that's how those Juul pod vapors work. We don't know. We have no fucking idea because we don't do that shit.
Can't wait to try it.
So I saw that commercial at like 4 a.m. and I was going to send it. I was like, you know what? I'll wait till the morning. And I didn't even send it. I was like, I'll just tell him.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. So, okay. So we went from the not so great news to the worst news. Now to the worst news, back to Coronita, the coronavirus. So currently, and here's the thing. Now, I hate to say this, but I...
No, here's one. I just got the mail. I just told you that I received the $1,200.
Did they write? Stimulus. Okay, we need that back. We made a mistake.
No,
we sent this out before. We sent this out before we sent you the money because we knew we would fuck up. So we're getting this in the mail.
Check this out. Just got a letter from the IRS Treasury. I've been overpaid $1,236.
I was joking.
I wasn't.
I was joking when I said
I'm not.
They set that ahead of time. What the fuck?
I'm not. Saying that I need to pay the $1,200.
That's some shit. That's some funny ass shit right there.
I would take pictures of this stuff and send it, but I don't, people can't have my information, but literally I received the $1,200 stimulus check today and literally I just got the mail from the mailbox and I have a letter from the IRS saying that I was overpaid, need to send $1,200 to them.
Well, looks like I'm not getting my stimulus check.
Isn't that great?
That's some bullshit right there.
I had rather not have received it.
Yeah.
Because then you're just being more of a dickhead by just giving me the dough, putting it in my account, now didn't even get a chance to.
No, matter of fact, hide all your information. I want you to make a copy of that. All right. And I want you to black out any information you don't want to see. And I want you to send me to that because I'm blasting that over the fucking internet because we're going through a fucking pandemic. And it's bad enough that the people who need the money can't get the money. But what's even worse is then you give the people who need the fucking money and ahead of it. Because here's the stupid shit. You just got the money digitally today, which means that they sent that out 5 to 10 days ago.
Where's the other thing?
Tell you that they sent money that you weren't supposed to get. How fucking incompetent do you have to be that you send a letter, snail mail by the post office days ahead to sending them something digitally, which it's no more than 24 hours to process. How fucking incompetent do you have to be that you fuck up in reverse?
Yeah, that's what this
is why. So please, I implore you. Dude, take a copy of it, mark anything out that you don't want to be seen, because I'm plastering that stupid shit all over the internet. Because I'm sorry. No. That, like, what, let's say that you can handle it. You were prepared for it and everything. But let's say if you can't. Let's say if you're somebody like me who generally needs that. And then you want me to send it back? Like,
yeah.
And here's the thing. There's a bunch of people who are going to get letters like that, and they're not going to send it back, and I don't think they should. Technically, I don't think you should, but you have a wife and family and a house, so you can't afford for them to fuck you over like that. However, you shouldn't have to.
No, because then if you don't, see, here's the thing. Here's the funny shit, too, about the IRS. That's fucking incredible. It inquires interest per day that you don't send it out. So technically, if they sent the letter has a date on it, let's say 3 days prior. So I already have 3 days of interest on this as well.
Yeah, if they so want to, yeah.
Right. This is why shit like this pisses me off. Because it's supposed to be out there to help you out. Literally, it's just made situations worse for me.
Oh, yeah. No, when I say I want you to make a photocopy of that, and I am blasting that old, I have no real reach at all. But you know what? I know a lot of people that do. I don't know personally. However, I will blast this on all my social media websites. I will at every single famous person or anybody with a fucking outlet to speak on this, because this, like, no, this is unacceptable. With all the shit that we're going through, no. And me or you are lucky, because as bad as we have it, we don't have it nearly as bad as the majority of the country. And I could just as easily see somebody who's going through this now, worse than we are, who got a check, was happy as hell, they got a fucking check digitally. And they're like, oh, thank fucking God. And they go and they don't do the whole hood rich shopping. They literally
go buy TV. A person that needs
They literally go and buy actual shit they need or pay their actual rent. And then after paying that money, they go to the mailbox and they look in the mailbox and they get a letter from the IRS saying, hey, that money that were you supposed to go to you because the world is fucked right now? Yeah, you weren't supposed to get that. And we need that back. And if we don't get that back, you're fucked even more than you already were.
Yeah. Now, let's also go on the fact of, okay, if it's an overpayment of it, right?
Which it was. It was a payment.
No, yeah. let's say it's an overpayment, regardless. Let's say I fucked up my taxes last year or this year. Let's say I fucked them up and I got overpaid or whatever it is. How is it that it's the same amount that you just deposited in my bank account?
Like I said, that's how are you so incompetent that you fuck up in reverse?
Exactly the amount that you just gave me. How is that possible?
Because they're fucking. I have no faith in the American government. I said it before. I don't even know if we were streaming when I said this, but you motherfuckers telling me to rock the fucking vote better get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Well, actually, no. Let me rephrase that. I will put a concedement or asterisk on it. There is an important reason to vote, not for your president. Vote for the smaller things on the ballot, like when they have like the vote to legalize marijuana and shit like that. Because those are the only votes, only times your vote counts, specifically because those are such smaller issues and compared to the big picture, they don't give a fuck. Once it's on the ballot, they'll do whatever they can to talk shit about it, but they'll let it go through and they'll pass it if they get enough votes. But as far as the president and your senator and the people, no, I don't. There's nothing that you can say that is going to make me believe that my vote makes a damn bit of difference other than the smaller things on the ballot.
It doesn't.
And then on top of that, they're like, we don't even have. Okay, here's one of the biggest issues with the American government today. How the fuck, in this day and age, can none? I've yet to see one. There's probably one out there, but from all the ones I've seen, none of the government websites are worth a damn. None of them. None of them work worth a shit. None of them are able to navigate through worth a shit. How is it that every single government website works like dog crap? How? How in this day and age, I can go on fucking Squarespace and make a better website than the U.S. government?
Yeah, Matt, that's you know what? That's been an issue for the longest already. That's not even...
And it's
in all fairness, you know, not even in all fairness, I'm using the wrong words, but it's not even funny.
Yeah. Initially, yes. Initially, when the internet first jumped on, understandable because, you know.
Okay. That's fine.
Nerds. Yeah, but at this day and age,
that's fine.
Hire the motherfuckers that make the fucking websites.
Yeah. We're in 2020.
Yeah.
And we are still dealing with that bullshit. And as far as even your DMVs or BMVs or motor vehicles also have issues with theirs as well.
Because they're made like dog shit.
Yeah, why?
They're literally made where, one, you can't find anything that you're ever looking for on them. You can never navigate. They're 9 times out of 10, they're nothing more than fact sheets. And a fact sheet, for people who don't know, is like if you go to Wikipedia and you look up a subject and you see part of that. So like, you're like, in 1956, Batman was created. Then you click on Batman and more information comes on that. That's all their websites do 9 times out of 10 is you click on one thing to tell you more about something else. You can never do shit. Right. You can never find shit. 9 times out of 10, it'll send you to another site or to a number that you need to call, which also probably doesn't work, much like unemployment right now. Unemployment, I believe we have whatever that number was the last time we talked about it. It's doubled.
Tripled.
Oops, there you go.
It's tripled.
But no, the U.S. government's fucking with people. You just got caught. They didn't put that at the bottom of the. They didn't put that at the bottom of the letter.
No, you know what? And I would have appreciated that a little more.
Yeah, I appreciate
versus what they did. Yeah. Not only that, you know what? You know what? I had rather they, you know, just to make this a little funnier, you should have mailed me the check.
Yes,
you should have mailed it. Okay, and the reason why you should have mailed it is I could have physically have touched it.
Yeah,
it's ironic to me. It is funny to me on how you just released $1,200 in my account today, this morning, and I get a bill for the same amount.
What I don't, we're gonna go into. There was a firefighter who got $80 million deposited in his account.
No, $8 million.
$8 million. No. I saw the picture. There was a zero. Yeah, well,
no, it was $8 million. It was an Indiana fireman, $8 million.
Yeah,
regardless,
either way,
$8 million or $80 million. Okay, yeah. He got either eight or he got 80.
Either way, again, how fucking incompetent are you? That should not happen. If I make a program, that should happen. You make a program, that should happen. If you're the fucking American government, and you have a system in place to send out money to your American citizens, it should not make a mistake where that motherfucker gets $8 million. You get the $1,200, which you're supposed to get, and then, oh no, let me phrase that. It sends out a letter first by mail saying that you shouldn't have got the $1,200, and somehow they like that just alone. It's so fucking retarded.
I'll tell you. Let me tell you what the title of it says. Hold on. Because it says it in a way.
You're fucked?
No. Let me just
fuck
tell you.
Exactly, did it say fuck you or kiss my ass, bend over, tell me when I'm getting warm?
There you go.
You're my bitch now.
There you go. Okay. Department of Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, says my name, has my address. Notice of deficiency.
Oh, they must be talking about themselves.
Proposed increase in tax notice of your right to challenge. That's what it says.
What the fuck does that even mean? Other than
it had late last date to petition June 29th, 2020.
Again.
The amount is actually it's more. I'm sorry. It's not 1,236 cents. It's 1,236.
Ah. So they added. So you owe them 36 extra dollars.
Yeah, extra. Not only that, I have to spend the money now either to send this out. Because then I would have to send this out as well because I can't send it through digitally. I have to mail it. So you also charge me a stamp on top of that.
Which goes to the U.S. government.
Well, yeah, which goes to you anyway. So there you go.
See, that's why everybody loves America the land. Everybody loves America the land. Other countries love
How you doing, everybody? I just want to thank you for listening to the Broke Blurred Pod. If you want to support the show, got an easy way you can do it. If you like video games, some of you know I'm a streamer on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/savagevoice. Well, what you can do, go to the Epic Games store online. Just put in Epic Games in Google. And whenever you check out, whatever game you're checking out, if you want to buy the new Animal Crossing, what have you, put in code SAVAGEVOICE. Costs you nothing extra and, you know, helps out the show. Also, if you play Fortnite when buying or purchasing your skins, same thing. Put in code, create a code SAVAGEVOICE and you can help your boy out. Now back to the show.
America, the land. But everybody hates the U.S. government. Americans hate the U.S. government. Other countries hate the U.S. government because, I mean, we look out the window and I see a beautiful tree outside. It was just hailing. It's kind of like drizzling now and it looks beautiful. But the reality is outside, I could walk outside, contract something and die in 14 days. All across America, all across the world. And the solution to fix this problem was to give Americans money so they could survive since they can't work. But instead of properly handling the solution, stimulations are put on why you can't get the money. And then on top of that, we now find people who do need the money are getting the money only to be told, psych, you thought you were going to survive? Ha! You're funny. You thought you were going to live through this. Oh, man, that's so funny. Nah, you're fine.
It's just, you know, I think that what they're doing, and I, you know what, I always hate to go on the whole conspiracy fucking bullshit or whatever, because generally it doesn't affect me either way, because I just have to go on to the way things are going any fucking way.
Yeah.
So whether or not it's fucking Illuminati, it's this. I'm just using that because that was the big thing fucking a couple months ago or last year, let's say. In the last year it was so big. Illuminati, you know, everybody's, it's fucked, you know, whatever. So I hate to go on that. But what bothers me is the whole fact is it's almost like they're challenging you to do something about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to do this to you. And watch you do nothing about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at you not doing nothing about it. Look at you.
They're basically like, you know what? Not only am I going to send you $1,200 to get your hopes up, but
I'm going to charge you another $36 on top of that.
And watch how I do. I'm going to do it so smoothly that I'm going to tell you to give me my money back before I even give you my money, and you won't even realize it. Watch. What do you mean? Just watch.
No. Next day. Watch.
Holy shit, I got $1,200.
Then
you get a text. Then you get a text. Check your mail. What? Just check your mail. What the fuck? Open the mailbox. Ha! I think I got you.
It was certified, too. I had to sign for it. I had to sign for it. The mailman had to come up to the door. So I had to sign for it.
And I literally got the call of people. So you get the context of this. I literally got the call from Mr. Roland at 8 this morning saying, you know, you might get your check because I got my check. Da 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 da. And what are we, like 4 or 5 hours later? Not even?
Yeah, because that's when my mailman comes around.
Yeah. But say 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just magically get
pretty much. And I was saying letter. That you might get yours because of your last name matching with mine almost.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that generally and usually you were used to that anyway in school as well. That anytime mine came around, yours came around shortly after because yours begins with an S, mine is an R. So it's generally ours come around the same deal. So
yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now, unofficially, hypothetically, in the alternate universe where I got the stimulus package and my direct deposit, in that hypothetical universe, I don't think that savage voice gives a goddamn thing back, because what the fuck are they going to do? Take the money I don't have?
Yeah. No, here's what.
No, they're going to take my house I don't have. No, right. The car I don't have.
Right. Right. So now you in all reality, what you did was you put me at a bigger risk now of losing something else, because now you can put a lien. I'm mm-hmm. also collecting interest. You're collecting interest. I'm sorry, Mr. Government. You're collecting interest. So when it's not paid, also, while I'm sending it in the mail, it therefore can get to you in a certain amount of days, let's say 3 days,
mm-hmm.
For your $1,200 fucking dollars back, plus $36 in my account that now that I have to dish back out. Mm-hmm. So I send that out to you. I'm accumulating interest. You can have interest for about, let's say, $2 or $3, okay, and not know about it because they won't send me that back. So what they'll do is they'll wait to the end of the year when I go to do my taxes again, because I work for a living. So I work, and my interest accumulated up to, let's say, about $400, $500 by the time of the end of this year, being at $2, $3 hanging. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it was $2, $3 collecting interest on. The interest is outrageous as far as the IRS goes. So then I'm $300, $400 in the hole again. So you go and snatch it, my tax return. You put $400, $500 on my tax return. So I'm ending up paying now, okay, because of the stimulus. I'm ending up – see, now everybody's wondering, are we going to have to pay this back? Yes. This is right here.
No, we have to pay this back. No. You got to put it the right way. Technically, no, you don't have to pay it back. However, the government also reserves the option to screw you around later off, where you will pay it back, but it's completely separate. It's a completely separate fuck up. They're literally raping you in a completely different way. One way is a mouth fuck. The other way is an ass rape. They're both rape, but they're completely separate.
You said a mouth fuck or ass fuck?
Yeah. Ass rape or mouth fuck. Mouth rape or ass rape.
I would rather
two different ways, but they're both rape. But still, technically, the way they're doing it, one doesn't necessarily have to do with the other.
I don't know which one I would like better.
You know, it's like if your ex girlfriend's new boyfriend kicks your ass, and then completely separate from that, her brother kicks your ass. It's not the same ass whooping. They may be kind of related, but they're still two separate ass whoopings for probably two similar but different reasons. That is the U.S. government.
That's this is fucking incredible.
Just I'm really trying to like have a semblance of what's the word? Hope. Yeah, I can't even think of any other word similar to hope because I barely have any of that left. And I have no fucking clue. Like I need to get some income coming in so I can pay my internet and my electricity, which I know they say they're not going to turn off, but that money is still accumulating.
Okay,
right now,
okay. Listen,
it's low enough where I can, you know, if something
all right,
comes,
boys,
I can help take care of that.
I just looked this up. Okay, get this. Okay, this is from taxaudit.com, which is a reputable, you know, reputable company, also website yeah. Which can help you with
a site taxes. That works.
Right?
Does
right.
Your website work? Okay.
Check this out. I typed in, you know, notice of deficiency, okay, mm-hmm. from the IRS Treasury, blah, blah, blah. Okay. When getting ready to determine the additional tax on a return that was already filed, the IRS sends via certain mail, because I just told you I signed for it.
Yeah.
Notice of deficiency letter. Now, the reason why I'm reading you this is because you just said what? Rape? Okay. Remember the rape? Mm-hmm. Remember the rape term? Okay.
Yep. Okay. Mouth rape,
so
ass rape.
A notice of deficiency, also known as a statutory notice of deficiency.
Yeah.
So they're putting into words that it's statutory, so you're already raping me. Okay.
Yeah.
So they actually use that in their notice here. Okay. So it's a stat notice of a 90-day letter. It's the final notification of a taxpayer will receive before the IRS makes its final assessment of tax due. The letter lets the taxpayer know how much additional tax the IRS is proposing and why. The good news, and yes, there is good news, is that this is not a bill. Instead of viewing the notice as your worst tax nightmare, think of it as an invitation to present your case as to why you do not owe the proposed tax before the IRS makes its final assessment. Did you understand that?
For the most part, it's we gave this money,
mm-hmm.
and we're saying, hey, you can fight it if you want. Though the court date was like 5 weeks ago, and you can't go outside because everything's closed because of Corona. But you can fight it if you want.
This is the bullshit. See, now I'm just getting more pissed off as I'm as I'm going through this. This is basically telling me that you have to now prove, okay, that this money was owed to me. So in other words, this has nothing to do with taxes that I owe, don't owe, do owe, do whatever. This is them just putting a number out there on me, which happens to be exactly the number that they gave me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to prove that this money was for me, right? Before they make their final assessment.
Now, here's the only thing where I think you might have. I mean, I know you're just going to send the money back to save the trouble. But let's say if you did have the ability to fight this, where I think you have the advantage is they are talking about taxes, right? They're saying they paid you too much in taxes. Am I correct?
No. What they're saying is here's the next, just so you can get a gist of reasoning behind, right? The first thing you want to do is review the reason why the IRS is proposing an additional tax. One of the common reasons why an IRS issue a notice of deficiency is because income that was reported to them by a third party, like an employer or bank, mm-hmm. was not included on the taxpayer's submitted return. You want to compare the information in this letter with your tax return. If it looks like the notice is correct and you advertently omitted income on your return or entered the amount incorrectly, you will want to let the IRS know you agree with the proposed assessment. So in other words, whether or not I made a mistake on my tax return or not, this brings me back to my first point on to how come the amount is so close to the amount you just gave me. Because initially, if I do nothing about this, what happens is then I'm $1,200 in the hole. Because they don't then, if you don't prove your case or you don't prove what it is, okay, and you just leave it alone, you're now in the whole $1,200. So then they just put it down as you owe $1,200.
Well, my point
was,
so
you gave me the check. You gave me the check, but you haven't let it go yet. So both my hands and your hands are both on the check right now. That's basically what the fuck just happened.
Yeah. But what my point is, in the specific letter that you got, do they, not from the site, but specifically from the chat, do they say that the money they gave you is due to taxes, an overpayment in taxes, that they gave you too much back in taxes? No, is that the wording that they use?
No, that is not the wording that they use. That's why they're using the statutory rape. That's why they're using it. That's also why they're using the word stimulus.
Yeah.
They don't have to tell you where it came from or how it came about. That's why it's called stimulus. Stipulation. And that's basically what it means. You are fucking handing me the check, but you're holding on to it and you still haven't let it go. So in other words, now you want me to send a fucking letter to prove now that my taxes were correct. Which is fucking bullshit. Because technically, if my taxes were incorrect, where do you get this number from? Is my point. Why didn't I just receive a letter saying, hey, you might have made a mistake on your taxes. You need to fix this. Because if you don't, then we have to charge you, let's say, a minimum or a base. It just happens to be the same amount that the stimulus was in.
Or no, here's another thing. Why don't they just do what happened with me last year where I filed my taxes online or whatever it was, and it wouldn't go through. The IRS didn't accept it, and I had to go to H&R Block. Why didn't you get that first initial, hey, something's wrong here?
That's just my point, Voice. This is bullshit. This is a way to audit me without me having to be audited. So now I have to prove myself. That's all you did. You gave me the check, but you gave me problems of receiving the check. If I go online, Voice, and everything is all straight, right? And I put in all the right information and all the numbers jive and they're all correct. I still have to send them that information saying that, no, you're wrong. This is it. And then they leave me alone, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But until I do that, I owe them $1,200.
Yeah, I'm about to make their life as much hell as I can possibly can.
This is the same as, Voice, right? This is the same as, right? You go to work for me, okay? You go to work for me. Let's say I give you a desk job or whatever it is, just to make things simple, okay? You do the desk part. You do the administrative part of my business, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm the employer, you're the employee. I pay you, I give you your paycheck, okay? Friday comes along, I say, here's your paycheck. Here it is, Voice. Let's say for argument's sake, I pay you $1,200 a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get something in the mail or I get a problem from my accountant, let's say, and say, hey, there was a mistake made in your paperwork. Oh, there is. Okay. So then this is what I tell my accountant to be an asshole. Hey, why don't you just charge me back to $1,200 because that'll probably cover it, right? If there's a mistake. Yeah. The accountant says, yeah, $1,200 will do it. So then just give my employer
that amount then. Send it to him instead. Let him deal with the bullshit because he's the one that did the work for me. Mm-hmm. So he's the one that made the mistake, not me. So send it to him instead. That he owes you $1,200 and now he needs to prove that there wasn't a mistake. Or if there was a mistake, let's fix it. But in the meantime, put him on the hanger for the $1,200. That's what they just did. That's exactly what the fuck they just did. They put the liability on me now. We gave you the $1,200. We gave you the $1,200. But let's see if we can get that back and fuck you all up. And let's just say you made a mistake here. Instead of not accepting the return to begin with, if there was a mistake.
Yeah. Plus, on top of that, you're forgetting the underlying issue, which, again, we're not conspiracy guys or anything like that. However, whether purposely or unpurposely or any type of actual collusion or plan, basically what they're saying or what they did, whether intentional or not, is go, we need that we be overpaid. We need that money back. But wait a second. We gave you your stimulus. The money that we're asking back is not your stimulus. We gave you that to help you.
Right. That's why I said it's two separate fucks.
One's an ass fuck and one's a mouth fuck.
Right. We're asking you for the money you have in your bank account. We're not asking you for the money that you received from us.
That stimulus, that's your stimulus. However, we found this other thing completely separate that we happen to send you so it'll actually land exactly on the same day that we give you your stimulus.
Doesn't that just work out? Yeah. Doesn't that just work out for the government?
It's a time release fuck you. Time release capsules, time release fuck you. That's a new thing we're working on at the government.
So in other words, you have the dick in your mouth, and then as soon as you're done with the dick, they say, "Oh, wait a minute. Wait a second.
No, I got it, buddy.
You gotta take that one in too.
I even got it better. We're gonna go through a whole nother type of scenario. What it's like is they put the dick in your mouth. All right. They put the dick in your mouth and they
you're choking already.
You're choking already. And then you're done. They zip up their pants and then all of a sudden, after the fact, a few hours later, you got cum in your mouth suddenly.
Yeah.
You're sitting there all of a sudden, you're like, oh shit, what the fuck? All in your eyes and shit, all over your face, out of nowhere. 4 hours after they already put their dick in your mouth. That's what happened. They put your dick in your mouth. They didn't get to completion. They pulled the pants up, zipped it up, went back where they were. You were sitting there drinking your coffee. All of a sudden, your coffee turns to cum.
No. How about I'm picturing it more this way too. No, yours is good. I like it. I'm just picturing it this way. You got the dick in your mouth. You're there going. You're going to town on the dick, right? And you're rocking the shit out of the dick. Okay. You're gagging the shit. You're doing the right thing. All right.
Tears out your eyes and everything. Smoke running down your face.
Yeah. this is fucking horrible. But I'm pissed off. But I'm fucking pissed.
It's valid.
Now, you got it in your mouth, right? So now all of a sudden, another dude comes from behind you and he taps on your ass. And you're like, what the fuck? Got a dick in my mouth.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, that's my partner. You got to make sure you do him too because I gave you this. I gave you this in the mouth. You're lucky for allowing me to do this in your mouth. You should be honored. Matter of fact, you're already on your knees and that's where you should be. But now since you're on your knees, just stay on your knees because now my man wants to get paid too.
Yeah.
And you should be honored from behind.
He's gonna go from behind.
Yeah. So it's not as bad because we know your mouth is sore.
Yeah.
We know your mouth's sore, but you got another hole, buddy.
Yeah.
You got another hole.
Oh, and now you have herpes.
We're gonna leave you a little bit of herpes. Yeah, we're gonna
That's
get it back.
Gonna be the gift
from your other hole, buddy. That's
yeah.
Your mouth sore? That's okay. I gave you the $1,200. That's the $1,200. Okay.
Yeah.
In your mouth. But now you need to pay for the $1,200. So now,
so bend right. over. Yeah, so bend over.
There you go.
Bend over. It's gonna leave a little sprinkle.
Like, then,
Like Dave Chappelle, just had a little sprinkle of crack, right. A little sprinkle of herpes.
Now, after this is all said and done, don't tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody that we did this for you. Don't tell nobody that we did this for you, because then we're gonna have to do this for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just did a service for you. We did your mouth in your asshole, and you must be feeling great.
Yeah.
You know,
little do they know, I'm hiding in the closet with the camcorder.
There you go. There you go. That's what this was. This is what this is. This is Trump taking the check out in his left hand and taking his right hand and putting it in the other pocket.
It's just,
I mean, what else can we say? I mean, I can keep going.
Oh yeah.
This is the greatest pod known to man right now. This is the greatest pod. If you are listening to this right now, you have been touched. And I think I've touched you too.
Yeah, unfortunately, it may not be the touch that you wanted. It may not be a welcome touch. You may have to find a doll to show somebody where you were touched.
To use the words statutory on the website there, that this is a letter of statutory. Now we can go different ways of what we mean by that, right?
Yeah.
But of course, it's just funny on how you just feel raped. You just feel it. You can feel it.
And what statutory is, statutory rape, for those who don't know, it's kind of a rape that's official without being official. It's an official, unofficial rape.
That's the death. That's the definition.
Meaning you're an 18-year-old boy and your girlfriend's 16 and her parents don't give a fuck. But the state goes, I know your parents don't give a fuck, and I know you're only 2 years apart and you've known each other since you were kids. But
he gets to charge you as an adult, my man.
Technically, you raped her.
And guess what?
Technically, you raped
her. Guess what? And the state's going to pick up the charges.
Yeah.
So whether or not the parents said it was okay, whether they love you, they think you're a good guy.
Whether you're planning to marry
whether you're from a place where they actually do this all the time and they set up weddings, you can't do that. Not if we get a hold of it.
Yeah, no, we said no. Nobody else did, but we did.
We're all our children.
You don't even know us. We actually kind of just walked into your house and was like, you know what? No, can't do that. Can't. Why? Because reasons. Just reasons.
I hope everyone has their mouth sore by picturing that. And I just want everyone to understand. Because whether or not me and Voice make it or not, or we already made it, and this is as far as we're going to go, I don't give a fuck if one person hears this. You must feel raped right now.
Yeah, and please, when you are here, this is probably not going to go out. By the time you hear this, a lot of you may have already gotten raped, because this is not going to come out for at least 2 to 3 weeks. So by that time, some of you either have, we don't have a big following, we got a small following, but what I'm hoping is some of you will hear this, and either you or someone you know will have a sore mouth and ass right about now.
I want you to title this one, okay, Voice? Statutory rape, is it bad? or use the words, is it wrong?
No. What I'm gonna do is, the first one is gonna be, we talked nothing about pretty much Fortnite and esports, but we didn't finish. That's part one. So this one's gonna be part two, blah blah blah, Fortnite and / statutory rape. Is it bad?
Yeah.
Just to give that, what the fuck is this supposed to be about? Okay, this is a part two about Fortnite.
I can't even talk about Fortnite anymore right now. I can't discuss it. I'm just gonna keep going on. My knees are scraped.
It's You didn't get the knee pads that they sent in the mail with that $1,200 check? They sent knee pads. You didn't get the knee pads.
You know what? There's such pricks. There's such pricks that they'll send me the condoms tomorrow.
Oh, you didn't get those ahead of time?
Oh, we're sorry. Here's your they already fucked you. Well, here's condoms for next time.
Actually, you actually need to add $10 onto your condoms that we sent you. those costs. Actually, technically, you're gonna have to add about interest on that $10 for how much taxes. Taxes on top of the $10, because technically they're $10 plus tax, which you didn't pay when we sent you those condoms. You didn't pay the tax on those condoms when we sent it, so we're gonna need the interest from that too.
We're gonna need that.
Yeah. Did you recycle the box after we sent it to you? Because
if you didn't, send us back the box. We want it.
Yeah. Though technically, you actually should have sent that back last week. So I know you got it yesterday, but if you look on the box, we post-dated it 4 months ago. Don't ask us how we did that. But we just.
Oh my God. So, in other words, Two Voice, just to give you another gist of this, on the second page is a notice of deficiency waiver, okay? That's basically saying that I fill out this information, send it back, okay? And that's me waiving it, right? Waiving it would mean notice of deficiency is saying that, no, I'm waiving that right and saying that everything is true, or am I saying that there was a mistake.
Don't let, like I said, in this alternate universe where I do get my stimulus check, I will be sending a copy of all the shit going, nope, that's how much I was supposed to get. And you can believe me in the other universe or not believe me allegedly in the other universe. Because at the end of the day, here's the difference between me and you. You have a wife and a house and property. I don't have shit. So.
You did, though. You did.
This current moment in time. Yeah. What are you going to fucking do? You're going to make my credit bad? Oh, no. You're going to take money out of my pay. Wait a second. You can't do that, can you? You can't take money out of my paycheck because. Unemployment is at 6 million or some shit like that. 600,000 people unemployed currently without jobs. So where exactly are you going to take the money that you're probably still not going to give me hypothetically? It's like,
I can't.
And here's the thing. Like I can't even talk. Like I said, with you, it's one thing because you have the house and all the stuff and they can go after a lien and everything. But for somebody like me, okay, so we're actually going to look at this from a different angle real quick before we end this. Let's look at it from the average Republican person. Not the dumb fucks. We're not going to go with the dumb Trump fucks. We're going to go just a regular Republican, conservative person, okay?
Okay.
What if you – I would be pissed off because basically – if taxpayer, you're sending out my money to the people who should not be getting it. So for one, you're sending out that money, you're taking it out of circulation. So whether they get that money back from you or not, they don't have it back. Like that's like me going, I gave you $500, okay? And me going, oh, I have $500. What do you mean you have $500? Yeah, I gave him $500, but I told him he has to give it back to me. Like, I gave it to him, immediately said, you have to give it back to me. Do you have it back yet? No, but I have it. But do you have it in your pocket? No, he's going to give it back to me. But, okay, I gave you $1,000, and you gave $500 of that to him. and you told him he has to give it back to you, but technically he hasn't given it back, but he is. He's definitely going to give it back. But he hasn't yet.
You'll see it.
But he hasn't. No, but he is. I mean, if he doesn't, then we're going to take more money from him somehow, some way. What about the five? What about the, like, there's 500 of that. I gave you that $500. Why did you give that to him if you weren't supposed to? Because we wanted him, we wanted $536 back.
Let's put this on the other way around, right? Let's say I received the letter first.
I'd have more respect for that.
Okay. Let's say I received it on Monday. What's today?
Wednesday.
Okay. Let's say I received it Monday, the letter. Okay. That I owed $1,236 and still didn't receive a stimulus yet. How do you think our discussion would go?
It would be, how the fuck do I owe $1,200? I only got $100 back from. I only got $100 mm-hmm. back.
mm-hmm. So now, I go and do the waiver thing and all that other. There has to be a mistake here. So now I talk to my wife. I say, hey, there's something fucked up here. They're saying that it's a notice of deficiency. It's $1,200, not realizing that there is a check or mm-hmm. digitally, they're going to put $1,200 in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now they go put in the 12. Now I'm already signing all the paperwork, trying to figure out what's going mm-hmm. on with my taxes. There's no mistake. So now I have to send them that and say that, yo, you guys are making a mistake there. I am due for mm-hmm. this $1,200. So I go and send them $1,200. So then they go and send me the $1,200 stimulus
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday. How much did I receive out of this stimulus package?
Negative $35.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Did you understand the stimulus? You're supposed to pay me. You pay us.
Thanks, everyone.
You pay us
for this.
To stimulate our economy. That's why it's a stimulus. It's a stimulus for America, not for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you know
thanks.
What I call a stimulus Thank package? You. Because while your mouth is on IRS's dick, the bat guy is stimulating your prostate with his dick.
Yeah, I'd rather have the stimulation of the prostate. Because at least you're not penetrating yeah. me technically yet. You're in that borderline, it's just the tip, it's right there.
You can't go that far in.
That might feel good for a man, you know. So technically, yeah. okay, yeah. I'll take it.
At least that way you come. At least that way you come. This way, not so much.
I might even get a hard on.
But this way, it's all statutory.
But when you're fucking, when you're just fucking jamming your shit in my mouth, dude. I don't think I'm going to like that
I mean,
too
it's
much.
So bad.
Don't get me
it's
wrong.
It's so bad while he was doing it.
Don't get me wrong, listeners.
It's so bad.
I don't want it in my ass
It's so
either.
Bad that while he was doing it, he was like, you're like, what are you doing? He's like, here, put this eyeshadow on. It works better with the tears.
Yeah.
yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah, here,
look
put
at
this
me
on.
When you're doing it.
Put the eyeshadow on. So this way, look when your me. Tears come down, I'll be able to see it more from the eyeshadow. On your face that I'm putting on there now.
It helps me concentrate. It helps me to come quicker so yeah. that we can get this over with.
Till next year,
we'll see you again. Enjoy
now,
your
Now, here's
stimulus.
The biggest fuck of it all. Okay, let's just go. You do all this, you give them back the $53 because as pissed off as you are, you also know they could fuck you over way more than that. So that's why. That's why
they already yeah, did.
But saying, that's why
they
you're like,
did.
I'm just gonna send it back. But you know, technically, they could do way worse than that. Okay, so let's just say, all right, fine, whatever. You pay and you send it. More than likely, the way that this is going in the world, because here's the thing: we're back to Corona, which started all this. There are reports in China and South Korea of people who got the coronavirus, got better from the coronavirus, and now are have it again. So,
yeah,
it would stand to reason that this is not the only stimulus package that the government will have to give if they do things properly. Because if they do things properly, we're still going to be in this situation for a while longer. So they're going to have to do another one, hopefully with some semblance of intelligence, which is not going to happen. The other opportunity, the other situation is they don't and they open up borders and things get worse. And then they'll still have to do it again, just at a later date with a worst case situation. It'd be really fucked up if they sent you another stimulus package after the fact, a second one, and then tried to pull the same shit. Oh, you know what happened again? Even though you paid your taxes and we cleared that whole tax thing up before, for whatever fucking reason, we sent you extra money again we weren't supposed to send you. So, zip.
Zippity-zoo.
You know what to do.
And the last guy. Put the ass out
on yourself this time.
That had his dick. No. The last guy that had his dick in your mouth, we fired him. Now we got a guy with a bigger dick. It's just going to hurt a little more.
Oh, fuck. You know, we started this podcast kind of in a good mood. A relatively good mood. The day started off relatively good, and in a matter of 94 minutes.
Yep.
Not only did it go downhill, but we made sure to drag it as far into the gutter as possible. Actually, not as far as possible. We probably could have got it farther in the gutter, but, you know, we're nice. You know, unlike the government, we respect you more. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Which, here's the shame. Because of shit like this is specifically why we're going to have to go to Jersey to get your bike. Because you can't afford to not get that bike.
Because
you
to.
Need it.
I have to.
It's not even a discussion now.
You need it either one so you can possibly sell it, use it for parts, or we may need it in the apocalypse. Because, you know.
Yeah. This is really fucking pissing me off.
I gotta apologize, Abe. I think this is my fault. Because I haven't gotten fucked over in a while, so I think you got some of my residual fucking over. I think some of that went towards you. I mean, I know you broke your back and all, but things have been relatively good since then, so, you know.
This is incredible.
God bless America. I love stand beside her and guide her through the light with the light from above. They're gonna fuck you from the mountains to the air
to your mouth hole in your asshole straight with Tom.
God bless America. My home sweet. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And with that note, folks, this has been the Broke Blurred Pod. I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage. With me today has been
Statutory Mr. Roman.
All right. You guys go take a shower because you know you need it. And again, real quick, I'll say this. If you're listening to this, we're not conspiracy people at all whatsoever. However, if just hearing this, or if you know somebody who has gone through anything like this, forget about hating Trump and pointing out Trump's faults. There's plenty of that. We're not going to make this about Trump specific. What I want you to do, if you're hearing this, pass this podcast around. I will be telling Mr. Roland, please make a copy, black out, whatever you need to. and I will be posting the information on this anywhere I can, because just as a American, a human being, this is all wrong. This is incredibly wrong. It is incredibly unfair. I'm in a bad situation. He's in a bad situation because he's an American. I'm in a worse situation, but we're both still in a far better situation than the majority of Americans that are out there. And if he's going through this and I'm going through this, there's a guarantee that there's at least one other person, and that's being very nice about it because we know the number's way bigger, at least one other person in America who needed that money, who is going through this exact scenario right now, and is, and within hours went from a fucked up situation into an incredibly fucked up situation with no way to get out. So you hear this, pass it on, spread the word. Yeah, there's nothing we can do, but I'll be damned if I just let, because it's just wrong. It's just fucking wrong. This is the reason, I know I said we're going to end this real quick, but this is the reason why I have never stopped on some level pointing out how fucked up Trump is, because we can't just sit and let shit like this happen and it just be okay, because it's not okay. And even if we just, even just one extra person hears this to know, yes, it's fucked up, it's better than completely ignoring it and acting like, you know, this statutory rape of America is okay. So thank you again. We'll be, hopefully the next one is way more upbeat. The next one will probably be recording on the road, and who knows what will happen then. So take it easy, everybody, and lube up and stretch your mouth out. Okay.
Catch you guys later. Fucking nasty.
Bye.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.